over 4 decades, one local jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, K. John's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through the doors as an employee, learning from the jewelers who shaped the store and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, alongside her husband, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility, not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners. But quietly, one vision was taking shape. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting. And soon, the cases will speak differently. More focused, more intentional, more personal. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, luxury jewelry and design from the heart.
The Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Brianna Murrow.
The Mets got the win on the road. They defeated the Phillies 4-1. Francisco Alvarez hit 2 solo home runs for his 7th career multi-home run game. Juan Soto did leave the game due to left calf soreness, but the team is saying that he will be ready to go for the rest of the weekend series. Phillies reliever Brad Keller has a torn UCL and is expected to miss the rest of the season. Major League Baseball also issued a new policy effective today, banning teams from accessing AI technology to shape in-game strategy on league-issued dugout iPads. The ratings have been released for the All-Star Game from Tuesday, and close to 8.8 million viewers tuned in on Fox, making it the most-watched All-Star Game since 2018. In the WNBA, the Fire beat the Mystics 75-56. In the NHL, Connor McMichael is re-signing with the St. Louis Blues on a 6-year, $40.5 million extension.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
California is our country. We must fix this state so our kids will stay. Only your trust can do that. Not politicians who try to fix government schools. Not politicians who claim to support our right to bear arms, yet utter such nonsense, you know they neither carry nor train. To protect your kids and fix California, you must first fix your trust.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105, or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAW NEWS.TV.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, just $29.95. Wrangler men's and women's Western shirts, 15% off, 15% off Carhartt jackets. And at D&J, you'll find everything you need for camping under the stars, as well as snake-proof gaiters and UPF sun protection clothing. Plus, gift certificates and special orders are always welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, July 17th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
CHP closed a section of Highway 41 past July Y due to cotton fire. Men involved in Templeton Feed and Grain Fire pleads not guilty. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 66 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. A stretch of Highway 41 is currently closed past the Chelan Y due to a vegetation fire from yesterday. The fire was first reported at about 4:32 p.m., according to CHP's incident page. The blaze was located just past the San Luis Obispo County line on Highway 41 past the Chelan Y and is in Kern County. At about 6 p.m. yesterday, CHP reported that just the northbound lanes would need to be closed. However, due to the cleanup needed from the fire after it was contained, Caltrans will be manning the closure for several days. Until further notice, Highway 41 from the Ishland Y to Highway 33 is closed. The fire's forward progress was stopped at 80 acres. In the Mid-State Fairgrounds today, the fair will open at noon and through the weekend. Tonight, in the Chumash Grandstand Arena, will be Lainey Wilson with Colton Dawson. Man involved in Templeton Feed and Grain Fire pleads not guilty. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:10. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:11. The man involved in the Templeton Feed and Grain Fire pleaded not guilty to all charges in San Luis Obispo County Superior Court. 38-year-old Michael Steele is currently out on bond, facing six charges alleging he traveled with a 16-year-old boy to Bakersfield to purchase illegal fireworks. Steele isn't charged with setting the fire to the feed and grain, but prosecutors say those fireworks are what sparked the blaze that destroyed the historic building. The teen is being tried through a juvenile court system. Steele is set to be back in court on August 17th for a pre-preliminary hearing. A jury has convicted 41-year-old Teodulo Vasquez Dominguez of multiple sex crimes against two victims. The DA's office says Vasquez Jimenez's crimes occurred in San Luis Obispo County between 2009 and 2023, when the victims were 14 years old and younger. In the city of Paso Robles, both victims experienced sexual abuse over several years, according to the DA's office. Vasquez Jimenez faces a maximum sentence of 280 years to life in state prison. He faces significantly increased penalties under California law due to these offenses being committed against multiple young victims. He is scheduled to be sentenced August 11th. District Attorney Dan Dow admired the courage of the victims who came forward. The county sheriff's office served a search warrant on the 2100 block of Fresno Street in Los Osos yesterday afternoon as part of a sexual assault investigation. Detectives arrested 22-year-old Waylon Strong Lee of Los Osos. He was booked on charges of rape by force and unlawful sexual intercourse with a minor. The sheriff's office says he met with the victim through social media before the assault. This is an ongoing investigation. Anyone who may have information related to the case or may have had contact with Strong Lee under similar circumstances is encouraged to contact the sheriff's office detective division. The San Luis Obispo County Farm Bureau recognized three individuals during the California Mid-State Fair's annual Cattleman and Farmer's Day yesterday. Every year, the Farm Bureau, Cattleman, and Cattlewoman select an individual who has best served the agricultural industry. This year, John Lacey, a longtime Farm Bureau member, was named Agriculturalist of the Year. The County Cattlewomen's Association named Nicole Nicholson Cattlewoman of the Year, recognizing her outstanding leadership, commitment to agriculture, and education to serving both the ranching community and the Central Coast. Her mother, Tracy Nicholson, was named Cattlewoman of the Year in 2021. Dale Evenson has been named 2026 Cattleman of the Year, recognized for his lifelong dedication to ranching, agriculture, and service to the local cattle industry. In sports, Major League Baseball, yesterday the Mets beat the Phillies 4-1. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Yankees, the Giants will go against the Mariners, the Athletics will face the Nationals, the Angels will go against the Tigers, the Padres will face the Royals. In California news, the state of California is suing five of its cities for repeatedly failing to plan for their share of housing. Under California's housing element law, every city and county must update its housing plan every 8 years to meet its regional housing needs allocation. The cities include Calexico, Costa Mesa, Half Moon Bay, Ridgecrest, and Turlock. Federal investigators have identified iceberg lettuce supplied by Taylor Farms in California to be a possible source of contamination for the growing cyclosporiasis outbreak. The outbreak is centered in Michigan, with 4,300 people diagnosed with the foodborne illness, typically spread through food or water that has been contaminated by human feces. About 10% of California higher education programs may lose some of their federal student loan access due to a new requirement. Students that graduate from these universities must earn at least as much as the median worker in their state with only a high school diploma under the new requirement. Local News was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Water management is one of the biggest challenges facing agriculture in California and other dry regions. Currently, growers rely on soil moisture sensors to determine when to irrigate. A new system by UC Riverside can map soil moisture tree by tree, so growers can water only when and where is needed. Professor of Precision Agriculture Elias Scudero says this is something growers have been requesting for some time.
A lot of these growers already have some soil moisture sensors. But again, these are tremendous information, right? But they provide not the information that those growers needed, because you measure soil moisture at a single point, and that tells you very little about an entire orchard. And even if you are so good that you're planting it in the average point of your field, you're over irrigating half of it and under irrigating the other half. So if you have these distributed sensors, so just a few sensors in a field, and you're able to mobilize another sensor that can learn from those sensors and then translate this information across the entire field, that becomes an opportunity to map soil moisture at every single field. And that's what we started doing exactly 5 or so years ago.
The research is still ongoing, but Scudero would like to see crop consultants and service providers able to assist growers with this technology in the future.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
And that's today's Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hamrich.
Blake's True Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's True Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. California table grapes have begun arriving in grocery stores after harvest got off to an early start in the San Joaquin Valley. Normally, I don't start harvesting flame grapes until around the 4th of July and green grapes about a week later. This year, I'm almost finished with the green grapes, so we started about 2 weeks earlier than normal. Kern County grower Mark Hall said in a field report earlier this month, "We're the first grapes in the San Joaquin Valley because it's a little warmer down here at the southern end of the valley. We like to harvest early and get our fruit off before the market gets flooded with grapes from the rest of the growing regions. The warm weather early in the season brought the crop on ahead of schedule, but it wasn't excessively hot," he said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. A reminder that Highway 41 past the Chelan Y and to Highway 33 is currently closed through July 18th due to Cal Fire and Caltrans cleaning up from the Cotton Fire yesterday afternoon. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to Kate John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-50s, west winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 90s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Sunday, mostly sunny Monday, sunny on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday next week. Low 90s Sunday and Monday, mid-90s on Tuesday, upper 90s Wednesday and Thursday, 94 a week from today. Currently, it is 67 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to Kate John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Apple topped NVIDIA today to become the world's most valuable company again. The move came on a market sell-off day. Apple's value in early trading nudged up to $4.88 trillion. NVIDIA slipped to $4.86 trillion. NVIDIA shares have been slipping because of a chip sell-off on artificial intelligence concerns. Apple reclaimed the top spot for the first time since April of last year on a day that Apple's losing ground, but NVIDIA shares have been down 3.5%. Americans are feeling better about the economy as measured by the University of Michigan. Its reading for July came in at 54.4, which was an improvement and also topped expectations. And Travelers shares are up more than 7.5% after upbeat earnings. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
Lint Patrol specializes in dryer vent cleaning. You can trust Dylan with Lint Patrol to keep your vents clean and safe, and this helps your dryer run more efficiently and reduces the risk of a house fire. Dylan has over 6 years of appliance preventative maintenance experience and is knowledgeable in all things appliance care. This is an affordable, simple way to help protect your home. Contact Dylan today at 805-975-5176 or visit lintpatrolca.com.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
All righty, we'd like to announce the winner of the gift certificate this week from Joe's Place. Folks have qualified, and the winner is Margie Bauer. Margie Bauer, you got 30 days. Always call ahead to the office to make sure that someone will be here. By the way, the office is closed today. So there you be.
Bahama Bay Tanning Company has you covered to be summer ready. Not only do they provide a tanning experience with packages to fit your needs and budget, they also offer tanning beds, spray tans, infrared pod, teeth whitening, clothing, swimwear, jewelry, and more. Locally owned and operated, Bahama Bay Tanning Company. Call 239-9800 or visit them at 1485 Creston Road in the Food for Less Shopping Center. Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Midstate Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidstatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Someone once said, a man is known less for the friends than his enemies. Although the subject of today's story had many friends, it was his one enemy that determined his fate. As a young man, Jack Harris was a scout for the Army, and he fought in revolutions in Central America. Returning to America, he hunted buffalo, served as a policeman, and did some serious gambling. Settling down, he and Ernest Hart opened the Green Front Saloon in San Antonio. The Green Front was a first-class establishment that even had a vaudeville house on the second floor. Jack Harris became a wealthy man and was well-liked in the San Antonio area. But as is often true, no matter how wealthy you are or how many friends you have, it's your enemies that determine your fate. Jack Harris had one enemy, Ben Thompson. For anyone who doesn't know Ben, he was a hard case who took turns walking on both sides of the law, and Ben wouldn't back down to a buzzsaw. On July 11, 1882, after seething about a gambling dispute that took place 2 years earlier, Ben entered the Green Front Saloon demanding that Jack Harris get his guns and meet him in the street so they could have it out. While Ben was standing in the street, Jack got a shotgun and went to one of the saloon's windows. Before Jack could get off a shot, Ben saw him and shot Jack, killing him. Ben Thompson turned himself into the law, pleading self-defense, and was acquitted. From this experience, one would think Ben Thompson would have realized enemies often determine your fate. But it wasn't so, because less than 2 years later, Ben returned to the vaudeville house in San Antonio, and the enemies he developed from killing Jack Harris put an end to his life. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around.
breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Eric Church, live in concert.
And I had the time.
At the California Mid-State Fair. Saturday, July 18th.
Yeah, you're out there now. You got
get tickets now at midstatefair.com.
Having a record year.
Funny how melody sounds.
Don't miss Eric Church.
Pulled out drinking.
Saturday, July 18th at the California Mid-State Fair.
Rich London, what's happening at the mattress specialist these hot summer days?
Well, not only is it hot out there, Gary, but the prices are hot in here. As you can see, Gary, I got mattresses everywhere. They're almost to the ceiling, but of course, it's getting used to that now. People come in, they go, wow, you're not kidding. I'm not kidding. I got things on sale because I'm constantly getting things in. I'm getting the deals for everybody.
The mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my boat. Snakes in my case.
News update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. A stretch of Highway 41 is currently closed past the Chelan Y due to a vegetation fire. The fire was reported at about 4:32 p.m. yesterday and reached about 80 acres before forward progress was stopped. Due to the cleanup needed, Caltrans will be manning a full closure for several days of Highway 41 from the Chelan Y to Highway 33. The man involved in the Templeton Feed and Grain fire pleaded not guilty to all charges in a San Luis Obispo County Superior Court. 38-year-old Michael Steele is facing six charges, alleging he traveled with a 16-year-old boy to Bakersfield to purchase illegal fireworks. He wasn't charged with setting the fire itself. He is scheduled to be back in court August 17th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 66 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm D'Angelo. See, the U.S. expanding its air campaign to include bridges near the Strait of Hormuz. The attack's designed to cut off a key supply route for Iranian forces.
Strait of Hormuz has been very active for the past 6 days, as well as its coastline, and remains very tense this morning. Recent U.S. strikes have targeted bridges in some of the port cities there. Bandar Khamir is one of the port cities. We've seen Bandar Abbas hit for several days in a row now.
Fox's Mike Tobin. Now an update on the cyclosporiasis outbreak sickening thousands across the country.
Health officials are investigating Taco Bell's iceberg lettuce supplier as a possible source for the outbreak. The FDA and CDC traced the illness in some states to lettuce grown in Mexico. The Wall Street Journal reports it's from a company called Taylor Farms.
Fox's Nate Foy. More than 5,000 cases in 34 states, most of them in Michigan. America's listening to Fox News.
At Michael's Optical, Our opticians in Atascadero fit and adjust glasses with precision, comfort, and confidence. At Michael's Optical, they offer expert repairs, all with a personal touch. And because of their certification with the American Board of Opticianry, Michael's Optical's opticians have a distinct understanding of your eyeglass prescriptions. At Michael's Optical, we have an in-house finishing lab, which means faster processing time for your prescription. And don't forget the summer savings on sunglasses at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero, where Michael and Kathy Nutt have been providing fashionable eyewear for 47 years.
Look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. All right, enjoy it. We're cooling off, upper 80s, sunshine today, clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid-50s. A little bit warmer, low 90s on Saturday and Sunday and Monday. Tuesday, mid-90s, upper 90s Wednesday and Thursday, then mid-90s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down. 6 a.m. right on the nose, 8:19 p.m. We are at 69 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, Darcy and Kenny this afternoon, open mic Friday, 12:30 till 2. Enjoy that. Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there. Just call them. 805-466-6188. We are on the backstretch, headed for home. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL.
Exchange.
Yeah, so you can't play that stuff low. It's got to be loud. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, real quick here. This is, according to AI, how to pronounce almond.
Almond.
See that?
Almond.
Got it? There you go. End of the survey. Hi, good morning. Whoops. hi, good morning.
Good morning. Am I on the air?
Yes, you are, sir.
Hi. I heard you discussing how to pronounce a certain nut this morning. I've got a family member who has an almond farm, and what I was told was that it's an almond in the tree, but to harvest it, they got to shake the L out of it. So then it becomes an almond.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes,
just thought
yes. I'd share. Well, no, you're, we've heard that, but it makes sense, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for sharing that.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Bye. All right. We also got that on the email from Redding, California, regarding the almond. It's an almond until you knock the L out of the tree, then you have an almond. Okay. Once again, folks, it's undisputable here.
Almond.
There you go. Almond. We got it right. Okay. Any important things on here? Let's see here. Morning, Kevin. How can I pick up the fare pass today? Well, the office is closed. I always say whenever I send anybody to win something, you need to call the office in advance. That's how it works. Every single ticket that I give away through the email, I say, thank you, et cetera, please call ahead. All right, let's see here. Enjoy your conversation on the current way to pronounce Paso Robles. Vindication, as my husband always dislikes it when I would correct someone, but it's never been called Paso Robles. Another one that is butchered is San Luis Obispo. I correct the gate agent and flight crew all the time. That is San Luis Obispo. As you can see, all the locals cringe when mispronounced while waiting at the gate or at the plane. I got into an argument with my mother over it. She was being very snooty, and I told her so. Mom, I don't care what you think it's supposed to be from your English. We pronounce it the way that the locals do. Knock it off. She was not happy with me, but I wouldn't tolerate it. Hi, good morning.
Kevin, you know, pecans are also one of the nuts that we grow here in California, but some people call them pecans. And I tell them, do you know what the difference is between a pecan and a pecan?
I'm afraid to ask.
Well, a pecan is what you carry in the boat with you when you're out fishing.
I knew it was something along those lines.
There you go.
Which, by the way, why would you need a can if you're out fishing?
Well, I don't know. Maybe that's why they call some of the fish out there crappies.
Okay.
You never know.
All right. We won't ask you for any personal experiences.
Good day, sir.
All right. Thanks. Bye. Oh, boy. Let's see here. For the knock from the tree, we got the bow of the fishing. Let's see here. This pistachio industry has never been big here. There were some pioneers like Glenn Thompson and Hamilton 30. They were very much in the business before it was mainstream like today, but never got the point of having a big impact on agriculture in general in this county. Okay. All right. Thanks for that clarification. So it was, though, primarily, I'm guessing, on the west side. Again, I'm just guessing from what I was told. So, all right. Wish it was. Love pistachios. Does anybody not like pistachios? Chris, you like pistachios. I know that.
Yes, I love pistachios.
Okay.
Curious to try that Dubai chocolate with pistachio paste, though. I haven't had that before, but that sounds good.
All right. I like the pistachios so you don't have to mess with the shell. Do they even do that anymore?
I don't know. It's been a long while since I bought pistachios, but I can concur that pistachios with the shell are a bit of a hassle to deal with.
Not only are they a hassle to deal with, but also they are they're almost like a judge and a jury. Because when you go down and you make a pig of yourself, your hands are all different colors, right? Just eat a couple, save some for your brother and sister. Okay. And then, man, you just look like you've been playing with paint. Like an animal. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. So I have something on the pronunciation of Paso Robles.
By the way, before you continue, young lady.
Yes.
How many years have you been inflicted with your anniversary?
It's crazy. 39.
Oh, boy.
I was a child bride.
Well, you know, I guess what one is, God bless you, and what the hell were you thinking?
True. Funny thing is, people say that, but he's put up with a lot.
No. I don't believe that at all. No way. Not coming. This is not coming from Mother Teresa, is it?
Exactly. Sarcastic font. Yeah.
Yep. All right, so sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
Oh, no worries. No, so this actually from my son when he was 17. You know, he went to Georgia Brown, so he was, he's, what do you call it, bilingual. Anyway, his explanation, mind you, it was at 17, his explanation about how you pronounce Pastor Robles is we say it correctly because it's a made-up name. In Spanish, the true title of our town is El Paso de Robles, but Paso Robles is kind of the English version, so therefore it's completely correct to say Paso Robles.
Well, okay, in my you know, backwards thinking here, that since Americans are somewhat lazy, then we destroyed the original name.
Well, that, yeah, but you could say that.
Now, because, you know, I know that you're connected through family and some other history regarding the history. Was there ever a time where it was just referred to as El Paso de Robles and not just Paso Robles?
Not in my family and my in-laws being, not in our time frame, but we moved here, or the Renaults moved here in the 70s. So, I mean, oddly, we used to be considered newcomers. So,
well, yeah, I mean, it's got to be at least, what, 45 or 50 years for you're considered here.
Exactly.
I understand that. But, you know, it'd be interesting to go back and look through some things in the archives of the museums to see if, you know, like, especially in the print, if it's, you know, a news story, is it just Paso Robles or in the city of El Paso de Robles?
Yeah, no, that would be. And I think they do have articles on that in, you know, the History Museum in the park.
Mm. All right, well, yeah, that would be, you know, just interesting. Now, since you are a, not a native, but you've been here for, you know, a couple of months or so, does it, I don't, you know, irritate is a little bit too strong, but when people mispronounce either San Luis Obispo or Paso Robles, does it, you know, again, not bother you, but you go, oh, man, come on. Or do you?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it kind of, it's like cringeworthy. Yeah, it kind of makes you go, mm.
Wow.
But.
Okay, so but you don't correct anybody, do you?
It depends on who it is. Okay. You know, yeah, I try to, you know, and I'm a fundraiser, as you know, so in my line of work, I try to make friends with everybody. So I would have to know the person pretty well before I'm gonna correct them.
Well, you know, I just thought of something. You know, perhaps this could work. And not necessarily even have to know them, is to say, excuse me, you know, to make sure you don't get the hell beat out of you, you might want to pronounce it this way.
Yeah, I could see saying that.
That'll make them feel real welcome.
Yeah, exactly. Welcome to our town. Also, I did want to tell you from the topic from yesterday. So I love loud music. I'm like you, Kevin. I mean, and I love being the feeling that you get at a concert, that boom in your chest. It kind of makes me feel young, not old. I love it.
Right. And, you know, again, I've referenced that commercial, that insurance commercial. Folks, you got to look at that. And, you know, you're going to a concert and, well, they may not be going to that particular concert, but let the people have their time.
Exactly.
It's not the end of the world. And I, you know, again, it's a, all right, so you're going by, these kids playing music loud these days. you know what? They're in there enjoying themselves, having fun and making memories. What is wrong with that?
100%. I agree. We had our time.
So you know, I would say, you know, when people get to that stage in their life, I think they need to step back and say, boy, I'm getting old.
Yes, exactly.
And just let other people enjoy their time, too, because they did it. All right. Well, Okay.
Of course,
I'm sorry.
At my daughter's wedding, which was a year ago, her friends, she was telling me this after, she said, my friends love you guys. And she said, yeah, it's because they're in their 60s, but they think they're still in college. And they go, yeah, that's awesome.
Well, you know,
awesome to the friends, not to the daughter.
I remember when I was in high school, there was this girl, Betsy Woods. She was a mid, you know, at the time she was a goody Miss Two Shoes or whatever. And we were in the humanities class together. And at one point, she looked over me. She was fed up with me, believe it or not. And she said, "Are you ever going to grow up?" And I looked at her and I just said, "I hope not."
Exactly. Yes.
Because I'm sure you did, and many people, I have known people that are 30 years old who act like they're 80.
Yes. Yes.
And you can still be fun and, you know, be a little goofy and so, and but carry all the responsibilities of being an adult, but not
for sure,
but not walking around with walnuts in your back pocket.
Exactly.
Yep. So, all right, enjoy life because it goes by pretty darn fast.
It does.
All right, well, enjoy your super-duper anniversary.
We will.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, call or text 238-577-5238-KPRL. Okay, so let's see here. Somebody said, where was it? It had to do with those MFs or whatever those things. Data centers emit dangerous levels of EMFs. Okay. Let's see here. I saw something on that, on the EMFs. And the EMFs are, it went away. I think it went away. Anyway, it's not, okay, there's some precautions. Let's see here. Electromagnetic EMFs are invisible areas of energy. They fall into two categories, non and this. So the non EMFs from Wi-Fi, cell phones, and power lines are generally considered harmless by major health agencies, but X-rays can damage DNA. All right, so you have different levels. So I guess even recommending not keeping laptops in your lap too long. See here, distance. How to reduce exposure. Keep laptops off your lap. They're called laptops. And use speaker phones or wired headsets rather than holding your cell phone directly against your head. Smart sleeping. Turn off your Wi-Fi router at night or move it further away from your bedroom. Air travel, because flying exposes you to higher levels of these cosmetic radiation. You can minimize prolonged exposure on cross-country or international flights. Check current baseline and all that other kind of stuff. All right, that's great. All right, then also we had the Dafster call in about the cold. Yes, cold climate matters for data centers, though perhaps not in the way you might think. While it helps reduce energy costs, cold climate data centers face unique engineering challenges and must be balanced against other logistical needs. Winter hazards, sub-zero temperatures introduce risk. Freezing water and cooling circuits can burst pipes, and heavy snow can block ventilation or thicken backup generator fuel. Cold weather allows facilities to use freeze cooling. However, again, you get back to the freezing. And modern server hardware is designed to operate safely in warmer temperatures. In fact, some studies suggest running them warmer saves more operational energy than keeping them freezing. According to discussions, remote cold locations induce severe challenges for staffing, maintenance, and power transmission, making proximity to abundant electricity and fiber optic networks more critical than climate. All right, just a couple of things there. Also, I was thinking, Chris, on the story regarding the so-called adult that bought the Well, he has admitted it to buying the fireworks, has he?
Well, he pled not guilty, so I suppose so.
Well, he pled not guilty to starting the fire.
Well, no, he's not accused of starting the fire. He is accused of buying the fireworks.
Oh. Anyway, you know, I was thinking, well, if he did, what's the accountability? And the only... So I did this as an example, and again, it's not the same thing, but I thought, well, if an adult were to buy alcohol for a minor and something happens, well, in California, buying alcohol for anyone under 21 is a misdemeanor under business and professional code. However, if the minor dies due to alcohol consumption, prosecutors can pursue several criminal charges, such as involuntary manslaughter, child endangerment, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know, because this is just general, not specifically California. Yes, you can absolutely be held both criminally and civilly accountable. Furnishing alcohol to a minor is a crime. Poisoning or drunk driving, you could face felony charges like involuntary manslaughter and be sued for wrongful death. I don't know if this would be parallel in any way to the fire in Templeton last 4th of July. But the powers that be, they would know because they are lawyers. All right, let's see here. We got a couple of minutes left. Is there one more text? No, that was Macaroni and Cheese Day the other day. That's it. All right, so let's see what happened, if we have anything, and there usually is. What happened today in history? Well, what happened? Let's see here. The first atomic-powered city. How about that? 1955. Arco, Idaho becomes the first town powered entirely by atomic energy. How about that? Going back to 1955. Didn't know that. 1955 on this day. Many of you have been there and have mortgaged your house. Walt Disney's theme park opened in Anaheim. Again, 1955. It was broadcast, and one of the people on the broadcast was Ronald Reagan. And also on it, it was produced by Art Linkletter. How about that? All right, that's it. And there was another one. Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak came to an end this day, July 17th, 1941. It was against the Cleveland Indians, and I think it was... Was it Kenny Kelter, or I forget the other third baseman? May have been Kenny Kelter. Caught a couple of line drives or something like that. And also the Russian Revolution in this day. I always found this part of history fascinating. The Romanov family was executed, Tsar Nicholas. There were imposters over the years claiming to be the Tsar's children and so forth. Anyway, it was on this day in 1918, and of course one of the great moments in movies happened on this day way back when in 1913. The movie was A Noise from the Deep. It premiered, in which actress Mabel Normand throws a custard pie at Fatty Arbuckle, hitting him in the face, starting a long comic tradition of throwing pies in people's faces. One of the great pie fights of all time, not food fights, pie fights of all time, if not one of the best, is from that crazy movie with Tony Curtis, Natalie Wood, and Jack Lemmon. I think it's called The Great Race. That scene near the end with the pie fight is just, I don't know why pie fights are funny, but this one goes on for a few minutes and it is just absolutely hysterical. All right, let's see here. That is it for this Friday edition here on The Right Choice, KPRL, as we close down this week, as we also cool down, which is nice.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. A jury has convicted 41-year-old Teodulo Vasquez Jimenez of multiple sex crimes against two victims. The DA's office says Jimenez's crimes occurred in Paso Robles between 2009 and 2023, when the victims were 14 years and younger. He is scheduled to be sentenced August 11th and faces a maximum of 280 years to life in state prison. The county sheriff's office served a search warrant on the 2100 block of Fresno Street in Los Osos yesterday, investigating sexual assault. Detectives arrested 22-year-old Waylon Strong Lee of Los Osos. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 71 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Darshan Kenny in with Open Mic Friday. Enjoy that. Tomorrow morning, 6:05, Pure Country. Diane wheeling and dealing on the country store. Jimmy's in, making sure the vehicles continue to run. Gary Brill, Jukebox. Mr. Glenn Campbell in the spotlight. Enjoy your weekend and enjoy the California Mid-State Fair. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors. The moms and pops small business. Keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.